Welcome to Throwing Mountains Weekly Strength. I'm your host, Chris Bollinger. For the next 10 or 11 minutes, we're going to draw strength from the Bible. I encourage you to make this a daily practice on your own. This is episode 8 in the series on big topics in the Christian life. Today's big topic is repentance. The Bible passage for this episode is Luke 15, 1-10. I'll read it from the NIV, the New International Version. Now the tax collectors and sinners were all gathering around to hear Jesus. But the Pharisees and the teachers of the law muttered, "This man welcomes sinners and eats with them." Then Jesus told them this parable. Suppose one of you has 100 sheep and loses one of them. Doesn't he leave the 99 in the open country and go after the lost sheep until he finds it? And when he finds it, he joyfully puts it on his shoulders and goes home. Then he calls his friends and neighbors together and says, "Rejoice with me, I have found my lost sheep." I tell you that in the same way, there will be more rejoicing in heaven over one sinner who repents than over 99 righteous persons who do not need to repent. Or suppose a woman has 10 silver coins and loses one. Doesn't she light a lamp, sweep the house, and search carefully until she finds it? And when she finds it, she calls her friends and neighbors together and says, "Rejoice with me, I have found my lost coin." In the same way, I tell you, there is rejoicing in the presence of the angels of God over one sinner who repents. If you've ever seen a painting of Jesus, then it may have depicted him in the role of the Good Shepherd. The image or motif of a shepherd carrying a lamb on his shoulders has been a popular way of depicting Jesus for nearly 2,000 years. You can see it in the catacombs where Christians started hiding in the 2nd century. The Good Shepherd motif has been depicted in a variety of media ranging from frescoes to grave markers. Jesus spoke about himself as the Good Shepherd in John chapter 10. "I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep. He who is a hired hand and not a shepherd, who does not own the sheep, sees the wolf coming and leaves the sheep and flees, and the wolf snatches them and scatters them. He flees because he is a hired hand and cares nothing for the sheep. I am the good shepherd. I know my own, and my own know me, just as the Father knows me and I know the Father. And I lay down my life for the sheep." When Jesus said this, his audience would have thought of Ezekiel chapter 34. "For thus says the Lord God, behold, I myself will search for my sheep and will seek them out. As a shepherd seeks out his flock when he is among the sheep that have been scattered, so will I seek out my sheep, and I will rescue them from all places where they have been scattered, on a day of clouds and thick darkness. And I will bring them out from the peoples and gather them from the countries, and will bring them into their own land. And I will feed them on the mountains of Israel by the ravines, and in all the inhabited places of the country. I will feed them with good pasture, and on the mountain heights of Israel shall be their grazing land. There they shall lie down in good grazing land, and on rich pasture they shall feed on the mountains of Israel. I myself will be the shepherd of my sheep, and I myself will make them lie down, declares the Lord God. I will seek the lost, and I will bring back the strayed, and I will bind up the injured, and I will strengthen the weak." Parts of that passage sound a lot like this familiar psalm. "The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside still waters. He restores my soul. He leads me in paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me." The people of Jesus' day were very familiar with shepherds and with sheep. One thing that people knew about sheep is that sheep have a tendency to wander. Even when a sheep is in the perfect environment, such as a lush pasture with fresh water nearby, it may, inexplicably wander off. Because sheep tend to band together for protection, one wandering sheep can result in an entire flock wandering, and the path of the wanderers may lead right off a cliff. In 2005, Turkish shepherds discovered that when one sheep went off the edge of a cliff, 1,500 sheep followed. The sheep plunged 50 feet and the fall killed quite a few of the sheep. Many survived only because the bodies of early plungers cushioned the falls of the others. If Jesus is the good shepherd, then what are we? That's right, we're the sheep. And like real sheep, we have a tendency to wander, even when we're in the perfect environment, the green pasture to which our shepherd has led us. We're described in Isaiah 53:6. All we like sheep have gone astray. We have turned every one to his own way. That's what happened with God's chosen people in the Old Testament. After God rescued the Israelites from slavery in Egypt, it took only a few weeks for them to wander away from God. In essence, God's people turned their backs on God. To be restored to a right relationship with God, they had to repent. That meant turning away from the direction they were heading and turning back to God. God told them this in Deuteronomy 30, just before they entered the Promised Land. Whenever they repented, returned to God, obeyed His voice, and followed His commandments, God promised to have mercy on them, forgive them, and restore them. Unfortunately, after they conquered and settled in the Promised Land, the Israelites began a vicious cycle of wandering away from God, struggling, and then returning to God. David's son Solomon, who prayed to God for wisdom, foresaw this pattern continuing. "Your people are going to sin against you," he told God, "and you will punish them with droughts, pestilence, plagues, military defeats, exile, and other afflictions. If they repent and turn again to you," Solomon continued, "then please forgive them." Here was God's response. "If my people, who are called by my name, humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and heal their land." As the prophet Joel wrote, "God is gracious and merciful, slow to anger and abounding in steadfast love." To receive that grace and mercy, however, we must return to God. We must repent. When he prepared the way for Jesus, John the Baptist said, "Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand." And Jesus started his ministry with exactly the same words. As I mentioned in the episode on truth, I grew up as a Lutheran, and I really miss some aspects of the liturgical Lutheran worship service. The thing I miss most is the beginning of that service. Before we worshiped, we confessed our sins, and what we said every Sunday was straight out of the Bible. 1 John 1:8-9. If we say we have no sin, we deceive ourselves and the truth is not in us. But if we confess our sins, God is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. When I think of being cleansed by God, I think of Psalm 51. Here's the middle of that psalm. "Purge me with hyssop, and I shall be clean. Wash me, and I shall be whiter than snow. Let me hear joy and gladness. Let the bones that you have broken rejoice. Hide your face from my sins and blot out all my iniquities. Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me. Cast me not away from your presence, and take not your Holy Spirit from me. Restore to me the joy of your salvation, and uphold me with a willing spirit. Then I will teach transgressors your ways, and sinners will return to you." Sheep who have wandered, even a considerable distance, will turn around and come back when they hear the familiar voice of their shepherd. God wants us to do the same thing, and He's calling us now. Next week, I'll take a look at another big topic, restoration. Please join me for that. And please pick up a copy of 52 Weeks of Strength for Men. You'll find it to be a good resource on this journey. Have a good week, men.